Welcome to Samsung Show. Here is Samsemi at Samsemi Show. Today, we're going to talk about interest rates, economy, and what's happening with Jerome Powell and the Feds. I have John Dastan with me. He's a former teacher at one of the biggest institutions in Australia. He taught trading and investment. Before we start, I have to get something off my chest. Whatever we say in this podcast is not to be taken as any sort of financial advice. So if you need financial advice, you need to find a financial advisor and call them up. Because we're not financial advisors nor investment advisors. So let's get into it. Hi, John. How are you?
Very well, Sam. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Okay, so how did we get here? Finally, the Feds increase the interest rate, and also we are seeing the same scenario is being played out in Australia. Mm-hmm. So how did we get here? What happened?
Well, Sam, I don't think it's something surprise. It would happen eventually, anytime, and it's if you want to say why it's happened now, I think this is the time for it. One of the main major reason that is happening in terms of deciding to increase the interest rate, it was basically what inflation is happening around the world. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Fed is deciding, okay, this is the time for it. And after this few years of the money printing of to inject to the economy all around the world, and all these things happen, and what's happening with Russia in terms of the war and the oil prices, so all these things was coming together to make decision for Fed that this is the time for it. Mm-hmm. And we have to increase it, and I'm not surprised that it happened.
Okay, so yeah. Basically they are increasing the interest rate because they want to like control the inflation, right?
Basically,
but they're gonna fail.
Yeah,
like as usual, like every time they increase the interest rate. Mm-hmm. Their excuse was that they were gonna control and minimize the impact of inflation. Mm-hmm. But they couldn't do it, right?
Yes.
Have they ever been successful? Because other things, because
I don't remember that it's been happened. It's maybe in some cases or some countries it was helping. Mm-hmm. To controlling the inflation by increasing the interest rate, but to me, it's more about increasing the interest rate. It's about how to return back to the money that the government has been spending.
Mm, yeah, exactly. So they want to like to take as much money as they can. Mm-hmm. Back.
Yeah.
To the Fed or to the central bank, to mm-hmm. the like whatever central bank they have.
Yeah.
Just to. Maybe like mitigate the impact of printing all that money they already printed. Yeah. Out, right?
So okay. That stimulation that is being given to the people, so they should eventually somehow you need to return it back. So one of them is to increase the interest rate, one of them is increase the tax, and one of them is like about maybe increasing the oil, that even the excuse is because of the war. But I would say it's a part of it is like a tax that you pay on the oil. Mm. It's come back to them.
So at the end of the day, people are paying for their mistakes.
Yes. So is
they're like printing, you know, money, printing
nothing,
money, printing money.
Nothing is free in the world. So that's why they was giving it away as a candy lap. And now it's like.
And you know what the problem is? Like when they print the money, mm-hmm. okay, it's not like they give it to you and I, Okay, they're not gonna give it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they print the money to give it to the companies, to Tesla, to like whatever giant tech company it is. Like they're applying for all those, like what do you call it? There's like a terminology for it. Grants,
mm-hmm.
for grants.
Yeah.
Okay. At least we call it grant in Australia,
mm-hmm.
or in like other forms like carbon tax. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're paying all these companies, but they're rich. They're not paying the freaking tax, and they get richer. And then at the end of the day, we are the ones who pay more tax,
mm-hmm.
more interest rate, and our mortgage. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a part of it. That's how this game is played.
Is the problem. So we are paying for their mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how it's supposed to be.
Well, you know, the government is like where they're going to make decision, and then it's never they are on the side of the people. As you know, like always the rich people getting richer and the poor people is the poorer.
Yeah.
So that's the terminology that has always been there. And I would say government probably backing up those people that play with the big monies, because that's where the big bucks come back to the government.
Exactly. And so they like support and they support them back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're just sitting here talking about it, right?
Yes.
That's great.
Mm.
That's great for us. Man. So what about the real estate prices? So the general public thinks that every time the interest rates mm-hmm. goes higher, property prices go lower. What do you think?
Well, Sam, I think that belief it's there. And saying if that is really work or not is really depends to many facts. One of the fact I would say, by increasing the interest rate, if the price is drop or not,
mm-hmm.
it's really based on the geographic of that location.
Let's say in Australia or in America.
I think everywhere around the world, but there are. For example, if we're talking about the Australia, okay, mm-hmm. we're talking about the Sydney. You're talking about Brisbane or Melbourne, or we're talking about Sydney, and we're talking about the localized areas, which is the hot spots. Okay? So to me, it's not gonna make any changes in terms of the price, the property prices is gonna drop if we are going to those hot areas.
Okay.
So they are still gonna increase regardless of that. Why? Because people who gonna afford to buy few $1 million houses,
mm-hmm.
or like, you know, they go to choose the areas, for example, is the Manly or Mosman or like CBD mm. or these areas, they don't really care about how much the interest is because they have the box with them to go and spending it again. Mm. So this inflation, this interest rate increases, it's only affected to this area that they're already on their hammer.
Mm.
They're already not struggling to price increase. So either they're gonna get flattened out
mm-hmm.
or they're gonna go down. So mm-hmm. if it might help to those people that they are looking to buy property in some certain area
mm-hmm.
that they can afford. So I believe the increasing the inflation is only gonna help for those area to drop the price.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as another belief I have, as long as they're increasing the interest rate,
mm-hmm.
I would say the property market is gonna go in the range or so flatten up
mm-hmm.
until some certainty come back to the market and people believe, okay, that's it. This is where the interest rate gonna be. And now they come back to the calculation of, are we gonna be able to afford to buy this property or not? Is it our savings enough to buy this? How much we gonna pay back in terms of the installment after we buying that?
Mm-hmm.
So all of these things come. So at the moment, if you're asking me now, the property prices is dropping, I would say it's could be for a short time. And if you look at the history, always as when they start to increasing the property prices, the increasing the interest rate,
mm-hmm.
the property prices have a bit of shock. So there will be something. I'm not talking about those hot areas. Mm-hmm. Those hot area always is like that. But if you're talking about the overall, I would say it's go flatten up or mm-hmm. it's drop a little bit until the certainty come back to the market. If the Fed stop increasing the interest mm. rate, which I don't think they're gonna happen at the moment. They probably still keep gonna go up while they already decided to increase it.
Okay, but so, as a, like a general rule or general mm-hmm. belief, like people think that interest rate when it goes up, yeah. property prices go down. Okay, is yeah. that true? Do you think that's true?
No, it's never been happened.
Okay, because also like looking at the chart mm-hmm. since the like 1900s,
yeah.
You see the interest rate, and if you put like the interest rate and the property prices like next to each other, you see that every time interest rates has increased, the property prices has gone up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the reason is, right?
Yep.
Because the interest rate is basically an indicator of inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we see the interest rates going up. We know that the inflation is happening. So, mm-hmm. okay, inflation. So iron is going to be more expensive. Oil is going to be more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Brick is going to be more expensive. Concrete, like all the materials that you use when you build a house, or even wood. Is going to be more expensive. So basically the builders are going to be like, okay, so we're spending X plus one. So we're going to have to increase the price of property. Otherwise we're going to lose money. We're going to, you know, we're not going to make the margin that we used to make, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, but the interesting thing is in 2006 or 7, I believe the former chair of the Fed, Alan Greenspan, okay, yep. he said that when interest rates go up, mm-hmm. property prices go down. So it started from that.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone was like, okay, so that's like, and he promoted that belief, but it never happened.
Yeah, it did.
So it's very interesting. Right? But still a lot of people, you know, even like just yesterday I was talking to one of my friends and I was like, and he started talking about interest rates and he was like, I'm not going to buy a property right now. I was like, why? And he was like, because interest rates, you know, interest rates go up, property prices go down. And I was like, okay, so I didn't want to like argue or get into a, like, you know, the conversation to bring up all these details. But mm-hmm. I was like, no, that's not how it works. So still people, you know, make decision based on that.
This thing is really always, it's been the divided two group, I believe. There are the people that, like us, they believe the inflation or the interest rate doesn't really make difference in terms of the property prices.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people that they are following the train of what they've been told, okay? Mm. So if the reality you think of it, people, they see, okay, it makes sense. Okay, the interest rate gonna go up, properties go down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but main reason that they increase the interest rate is basically they use inflation excuses, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment when they say, okay, we increase the interest rate based on we wanna control inflation. But the reality, when you look at it, by increasing the interest rate, the living cost also is going to go higher.
Yep, true.
For example, if you are having a loan or you're paying your mortgage, you are paying more at the end of the day. So you are spending more.
Yep.
And a part of that, you also spending more boxes in terms of your living costs, in terms of the grocery, like oil price, or all these things that you have to do, spending in the daily prices. So this caused that if I'm as a seller of the property, I say, okay, I'm losing money, so I want, what am I going to do? I have to sell my property a bit higher. Okay, if I'm deciding to get out of the market. Okay, unless I'm holding it. Okay, so it's at the end, if it's about the supply and demand, okay, some people, they're still going to jump to sell the property, okay, to maybe don't get hit by the interest rate prices, that they're going to pay higher interest rate. So they rush to sell, okay, to protect themselves. And there are other parties that they want to, okay, come to the market. Why? Because they are afraid if the interest rate gonna go higher, the affordability gonna be less, then we will not be able to buy property. Okay,
that makes sense.
So it, this two group of people, they always play the games, and that's why they are always this type of people. And that's why when we are talking about if they increase the interest rate, are the property market gonna go down, I doubt it. I told you it could be in some certain areas that is already property prices not really changes in past few weeks, a few years. So it's gonna be maybe those areas, it's gonna be down. But in overall, if you look at about the in, the prices, I don't think much change is gonna happen.
Okay, all right. So something else. Do you think gold is a good investment?
Gold is a good investment for a long term.
Okay, so I can argue that. Why gold prices are the same as 2011? So if you had $1 million invested in gold in 2011, which is 11 years ago, you would have the same amount of money.
Yep.
But if you had an investment in Bitcoin or Ethereum, you would be a millionaire or even billionaire.
Yeah.
So why should I invest in gold? What do you think? Why should I invest in gold when I see the history of it? You know, it's like the old-fashioned asset,
as you said, the boomers. The gold is very old-fashioned investment. Why? Because it's secure. Okay, as you said, yeah, you could have invested in the Bitcoin and now you're millionaire or billionaire. Okay, but it depends when did you enter to the market. Okay, for example, if you entered to the market to buy Bitcoin 2 years ago, you probably had half of your investment is gone by now. Okay, or for example, when the Bitcoin was 60,000 or 70,000 and you enter to the market and hoping it's gonna go up, and you now is already half, so you already lost half of your investment
portfolio.
The thing is, with all those crypto, the I would say how you call it,
it's like cycles.
Yeah, but the the market volatility on it is very high. Okay,
volatility.
Yes.
Volatility is
so the volatility of the like crypto is high, but the gold is always very small volatile, and is if you want to save your wealth, okay, you choose something that is secure. Okay, as you said, maybe you 10 years ago you bought gold, okay, and you still have same thing that you bought 10 years ago, okay, but you have commodity in your hand which is backed up by country's economy and currency.
But the thing is, it's backed by the countries and like central banks as long as they want to back it up. Okay, if they decide not to back it up and instead go for like Bitcoin ETFs or whatever, you know, like just be like, okay, so gold is just gold, but we have Bitcoin, we have USDC or whatever stablecoin that we're gonna created, like, I think everybody knows that they're going into blockchain apparently, and they're gonna have their own stable coins. So what if they don't back it up forever? You know, like maybe in a couple of years, maybe a couple of months, they're gonna be like, okay, gold is not worth it.
I don't think it's gonna happen, because if you know, every country, as much as the currency they have in the central bank, they have gold.
They have gold. They have gold. They have gold. But do they really?
Well, that's what they're saying. If they have it or not is a question. Okay, but that's how the economy been is planned and settled. That okay, base how you can secure and protect your currency. Okay, you use gold as a commodity for it to back it up.
Okay, because it's pegged. Because based on what they say, for every dollar is $1 gold in reserve bank, which is not true, obviously. If that was the case, we wouldn't have this, we wouldn't have any inflation, right?
Yeah.
But we are seeing inflation even in normal times.
But when is inflation is happen? When the global crisis is happening, when something like pandemics happen. So because the countries, they start to stimulate the economy, so that is mean they have more cash and currency than the backup commodity that they have. And that's where inflation is happening. This is the mistake that the government making and put the peoples into it. And we have to pay for it.
There has been nothing of this magnitude in terms of finance and economy, like the insane amount of money that they printed during last couple of years since 2020 is just insane. Out of this world. It is insane. So it's actually the amount of money to money which was printed since 2020 is more than the money that has been printed since the beginning of time. You know, Tommy, I mean, like this beginning of like the Fed. So what are we gonna do? Seriously, like the great reset that they're talking about.
The thing is, Sam, we have to also think about it. Maybe there wasn't any other solution for it. Okay. Maybe when this pandemic is happened, which every 100 years or 50 years is happening, one of the backup plan that the government can do is that. Okay, so really, sometimes we cannot put all the blame into them.
Yes, but it's not always pandemic. Like every time, like something happens, every time something happens, they approach it like they take a dovish approach. Okay.
Yes.
And I mean, that's not gonna solve any problems. Okay, just print money, just print money, just print money. Why? Because of like political. Because it's just political, you know.
Yeah.
So every party that is in the parliament, you know, they wanna have like sell down calm economy. Okay. So that's why they just print money. Okay, okay. So we're going to shut them up. We're going to shut them up. We're going to give them money to spend and just shut them up. So like how long we can go? That's the thing. I mean, $1, the worth of $1 was way more than what it is right now. Okay. But this is not, it's not going to, they can't just keep doing this forever. So it's going to collapse. At some point.
Yeah, I think one of the reason, if you look at it, yes, it's very political that every parties and government, they try to secure the seat for next election. So I think if you think about Australia, what Liberal was doing it to secure their seat, okay? Maybe it wasn't about helping the people. I would say very a small portion of it, but mainly was about how they can secure themselves for keep going. But I think people, they realize that, and that's why now we have a different government now. We have Labour now. So it's mean it didn't work. People, they realize, okay, it wasn't the right decision to make at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Even maybe liberal was saying, oh, we did this, we did that, we helped a lot of companies not shut down, we helped like a lot of people not lose money, but they could have do other ways.
Mm-hmm.
They could have do sincere things to help people out, okay, in the right way. But just as you said, maybe they just did something quick decision to just shut the people up, and then
yeah,
they can, okay,
yeah,
look, we are all good, we are keep going. And
yeah,
I think people realize that that's it shouldn't be, and now they decided two different parties to come over.
Okay, so what do you think about oil? Like oil prices went to minus 47 in 2020. I think it was 16th of March. When Bitcoin was trading at $3,740, so we saw like a huge crash during during those couple of days from 16th of March 2020 to 18th of March 2020, if I'm not wrong.
Yes.
And so oil went to minus 47 and wasn't tradable on any trading platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And then opened up from $20.
Mm-hmm.
Then it went down, I guess, to $10.
Yep.
And then from $10 oil, now, right now, we are seeing oil sitting at, I think, around $117.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think, like, how high it's going to go? Like, looking at the Russia and Ukraine dispute or invasion or whatever they want to politically call it, okay, I don't care. You know, so
what's happened to the oil, it was very unforeseen things that happened at that time, I would say, basically because of the pandemic, and that was because the whole world shut down. And of course that comes back to the again supply and demand.
Yeah,
that's why the oil price is like collapsed like crazy. In a matter of few days, I would say it just gone to minus. But in the same way, they pick it up. It pick up and then is get back to its momentum to go back to where it is. If you're asking me where we are heading now in terms of the price, I would say it really depends what's going to happen with the what's happening in the Russia and then the war that is still keep going on. I think oil is gonna be where it's now. Okay, if they don't really do any solid decision that how they can control this price that is happening with oil, which is very hard because I know there is a lot of things the government are trying to do to control the price of the oil, but at the end, as long as if like saying majority of the power is in with one country, then it's gonna be a bit hard unless they make they come up with a different decision how they can like you know shift over. I know a lot of sanctions happening in for Russia to like you know stop what's going on, but I don't think we should blame everything on what's happening in the other side of the board.
You mean United States? We shouldn't blame Middle East, or we shouldn't blame United States?
I would say we shouldn't blame Middle East all the time.
So we should blame US?
Well, I would say every country is, I would say. Okay? I think it's something that...
okay, it's like, it's no one's fault. That's what you're trying to say, okay.
But the blame is on the Middle East or Russia, okay, that what's going on happening around there, okay. But I think they could easily control this if they wanted, okay. The OPEC would, like, you know, come up with the idea, okay, like this, and then that's it. We are set for the price, okay. But now, I would say... probably they wanted the price of the oil to be this high.
Again, they have to. They had to.
Because if you say
they had to, because they lost a lot of money during COVID.
Because every country who had the oil, they lost a lot of money in the past 2 years.
Yep, okay? Exactly.
So how are you gonna recover it back? But double up the price, triple the price, get the money back to help the reserve oil.
If you remember back. During COVID, I was talking to you. I said the same thing. I predicted the same thing. Do you remember?
Yeah.
That it's gonna be way more expensive. It's gonna be way more expensive because they were losing money, and now they have to make that money in order to stay richer.
Yeah,
maybe richest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we are just like audience, just watching them to see what they're gonna do to us, right?
No, I have no choice, right? We have to just play the game as what we go forward, right?
Or getting played by the game.
Mm.
Oh man, this is not good because it was just a couple of days ago I went to the petrol station and man, it is expensive. Now you're actually looking at the numbers when it goes up, the meter. You know, you are actually looking, and everyone was actually looking at it. You know, it wasn't like before that you would just go for it and put some fuel in your tank, you know, and the road trips, you know. So
that's the main pressure that these people are feeling. Right?
Yeah,
I would say the main reason of this inflation is happening, maybe it wasn't about the stimulation that is happening. I would say like maybe 60% or 70% is because of the oil price. Okay, and I would say it could have been very easy controlled if they wanted, but because as we discussed, they don't want. They want to get their money back, and we as a people, as a consumer, we have to pay for it.
Yeah. But it's like the situation is getting attacked from different angles in a very bad way. Why? Because we have the inflation, they printed money, okay, but and every time they printed money, it didn't have any like huge impact on oil prices, but this time oil prices are going up as well. So we're gonna see an increase, a crazy increase in transportation costs.
Yes, okay, definitely.
And we all know what happens when transportation costs increase.
All the goods,
you know,
grocery,
all the goods,
everything.
everything. And I think we're gonna have, it's not a prediction, but based on what I'm seeing and based on the history, I think we're gonna have 400% inflation.
It's possible.
400%, especially in food sector.
Mm-hmm.
So, food crisis is another topic.
Yeah,
is literally another topic we can talk about, but. What do you think about it? Do you think it's gonna happen?
It's
like
very
actual
likely
food crisis it's because there are concerns that the civilization may actually collapse because of food crisis coming in the next couple of months or years because of all fertilizers getting it from Russia. Russia is the biggest producer of fertilizers and also wheat and corn. And the Ukraine as well, so we're having problem with them, and it's very complicated. So do you think it's gonna happen, or they're gonna stop being
it's very likely
crazy?
It's likely it's happen. Yeah,
so you're stacking up.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Okay, give me your address.
Oh, we need to get the warehouse, like many warehouses around the world, not the one in the Sydney,
yeah,
or around the world, and just stack it up. But yeah, it's the inflation is very crazy thing that is many factors driving it up. And now what is happening with the food industry, yes, they are struggling. Why? Because one of the reason is because of the transportation that is going to be a lot of product that is been imported to the country. They are going to be the major players in terms of the price increase. A lot of industry, they need to use the commercial machines to just produce their product, and they are all have to be imported as well. Not all the country they are able to make those machines to run. So that's why. So as you said, like a lot of services, I would say, is already affected by the price of the oil, and that caused that the producer to cover the costs by increasing the price of the product. And I would say we are just in the beginning of the inflation. So if you already feel painful by the prices, I would say we're gonna feel even more pain in near future, because I think it's just gonna happen more. It's just the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. So it's all bad news.
Yeah. At the moment, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for news. Oh man. Okay. So that's it. Do you have anything else to add? Anything that you want to talk about? Well, I think we talked about it all.
One thing is, like, I wanted to stress about it when you ask about the gold. Okay, I don't want to argue about why is 10 years ago and now is the same. Okay, there are different facts for it. Okay, but as we said, gold investment is a very old fashion. Okay.
Yep.
10 years ago, nobody was talking about crypto investment. Okay. And if you think about the investment, okay, people was either go invest into the share or commodity. Okay. And that's what people was choosing gold as an investment. But like saying for past 5 years, for example, okay, when the crypto is picking up, a lot of people will know, start to know about it. A lot of people invest on it. So that's why the lot of money is being dragged out from the gold, okay, and injected to the crypto market.
Crypto, yes.
And that's why if you're seeing today, we are sitting here, the price of the gold is same as that, because the money focus was changed from investment perspective. So there are now share and spread it everywhere. Some in gold, some in share market, some in crypto. Okay, but if you realize that many times when the crypto go down, that is because people, they drag their money out, okay, and they reinvest it back to the commodity, and the price gold prices is go up. And if you know, gold is the dollar dominated commodity. So now, because the inflation is happened, how they can control that the dollar value doesn't lose by increasing the price, gold value.
Gold. Okay. Value and price in terms of like price.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's what I believe. I mean, it's been like 11 years right now with all these inflations and printing money. Like, it's time for gold to go up. It's not a prediction. It's not financial advice, but investment advice.
So but I would think this is the time for it if you want to have a safe and secure investment. But again, it's not the financial advice. I think this is a time for the gold to go up. We are looking for something above $2,000 that is going to happen. And that's one of the reason is because inflation, and the governments, they need regrow the currency value by increasing the gold.
It may actually go to over $3,000.
Yeah.
So there are predictions that the price of gold is gonna go to, or is gonna reach $3,000.
That was a prediction of the couple years ago before this pandemic has happened. But mm-hmm. I think because the pandemic has happened and everything was locked down, and a lot, as we discussed, a lot of focus was in the yep. crypto. That's yep. why I think it just make it as a mm-hmm. where it was. Even like I know a few months ago, it went back up for a few $100.
Yeah, but again, trying it's come to
back.
Go up.
It's now it's like retracing again, then realizing the gain to go back up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Cool. So that's it. Thank you, John. Really appreciate your time. A lot of information. Very good information. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to our podcast or watching our podcast. If you are listening to our podcast, you need to know that you can also watch our podcast on Spotify and YouTube and subscribe to us to get notifications for our future episodes. Thank you. Bye-bye.